Patreon peoples out there. Troy the Max Extreme back at it again.
And Ghost Hunter Dave still at it.
Together, we're slapping asses as Imperious Rex.
Slapping asses and slapping, I don't know, whatever the opposite of an ass is. A dick?
Other asses.
A vagina? I don't know. God, this is a vulgar start if anyone's just jumping into this podcast. We usually don't evolve into this until like the halfway point, but
yeah.
Special.
We're cruising right along with our Marvel events. We just did a space epic adventure of Annihilation, which I thought was a little worse than I remember, and you hated.
No. It's good, right? My major problem was it all kind of felt samey to me, I guess. Like,
yeah.
It was... You know what? Listen to that podcast if you want to hear about
yeah,
that.
We don't have time for that.
We have World War Hulk to talk about.
But we're going to pluck Hulk from outer space and bring him back to Earth.
That's
and
right.
See what sort of ramifications and what he has to say to the Illuminati that shot him off into space in the first place.
I'll tell you what he has to say.
He doesn't say much. He just slaps people around.
That's right. He lets his fists do the talking.
That's right. He's slapping asses like Imperious Rex over here.
That's right. And maybe dicks and vaginas. Who knows? Who knows? So this was in 2007. This one published 1 year after Annihilation. And it was helmed by Greg Pak, who was the front runner, the showrunner, the book runner of Planet Hulk. But he brought along an industry vet, old J.R. himself.
That's right. What are your initial thoughts on Romita Jr.'s art?
You know, it's a style that I grew into.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with it, you know. It's the Romita style, you know. It's a little Frank Miller-y, I would say.
A little bit.
I like his dad's style more than his.
Yes. There's some things that he does, like when he's on Spider-Man, I really like him on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But, like, I've never liked him on the Hulk. Like, for whatever reason, I think he draws him kind of doofy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, the only real character that I, like, have an issue with him drawing. So, like, I'm kind of bummed out when this came out and I saw these bitchin' David Finch covers.
Yeah.
Of, like, the Hulk looking menacing as shit and pissed off, and then inside I'm like, oh man, like,
yep. I felt the same way, where I'm like, it almost seemed like a little bit of a bait and switch on Marvel's part. Like, the cover, the back cover, everything in this collection is showing off the Finch, and then you get the inside, and I mean, for the average comic reader who just pulls it off the shelf because the cover looks cool and they're like, oh, Hulk, I imagine a lot of them open up and they're like, ugh, I don't know about this. You know, it is. It's like an acquired taste. Like, you develop an appreciation for his art, but I don't know if a whole lot of people just love it right off the bat, you know?
Right. And I have grown to appreciate it more, and like, and just his work ethic in general, because like, he can crank out books like freaking Kirby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, he's never late on deadlines. He can like, he's an amazing artist on that kind of front. It's just like, it is a style. It's kind of like a blocky style you have to kind of get accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it's not overly detailed or anything, too. It isn't a realistic or a super epic-looking style like some of these other guys that have come since.
Right.
So, yeah, it looks a tad outdated, I guess, I would say. Especially coming off Planet Hulk, where we had Gary Frank. Is that... who did a lot of Planet Hulk there? Yeah, Gary Frank.
Yeah.
He didn't do the whole thing, but I mean, I love his work. And it's, you know, there's some big differences between the two artists.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think Romita Jr. did the Century miniseries, the second one, probably right around this time, too. And Sentry plays a pretty big role in this.
Yeah, he plays a role in it. Like, not huge.
He's their ace in the hole. They just keep on coming back to old Bob Reynolds there, just waiting it out in his house out in the middle of nowhere. Like,
right.
Come on, Bob. Wake up.
So, this takes place, like, immediately following Planet Hulk, right, where the ship he's sent in explodes, destroying everything he loves, like his wife, his civilization that he's built.
His unborn child.
His unborn child, and it just turns it to asunder, right?
Yep.
And so, like, he gathers his warbound, and they are gonna just shove it right back up their asses, whoever made this spaceship.
Yeah, that's right. Stark Tech.
And so they rocket to Earth, and on the way there...
Yeah, quick pit stop at the moon.
I actually really liked this scene quite a bit. Like, I thought it was a great kind of, like, prelude of what's going to happen once he gets to Earth, where he takes it to Black Bolt.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Because Black Bolt is, like, I always am, like, amazed at how much, like, I enjoy the Inhumans. Because sometimes, like, I'll think about them, and I'm like, God, they're kind of like just X-Men light, you know?
Yeah.
But then anytime, like, I read an Inhumans something I'll pick up, I'm like, I kind of like this. Like, I almost enjoy it more. Like, it's the weird, I guess it's just the, it's
a weird X-Men, yeah.
it's a weird thing that I don't like the X-Men as much as I like the Inhumans.
Then you must have loved that Inhumans relaunch where they crammed them down our throats for like 10 years in Marvel properties.
Odd thing is, like, I did very little reading around that time of what was going on in Marvel, so, like, I missed almost all of it.
We'll get there.
But, thank God. But, like, I love Black Bolt as a character, and I love it when he just shows up to stop the Hulk,
and I'm he's just say, like... Yeah, I really like all of the Illuminati. I think those are, like, some of those characters that I don't always think about. I mean, some of them are more mainstream than others, but, like, Black Bolt and Black Panther and Namor and, like, that relationship, I love. Love them more in that scenario than just about anything else in their solo titles.
Oh, yeah, for real. But when the Hulk is like, hey, bud, you kind of fucked up, and I'm going to take it to you right now. And he's just, like, quiet, like, whispers and just, like, smashes him into a crater into the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he turns around, like, he's dusting off his hands, like, he's like, well, that's that. And then the Hulk, like... just ravages him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you even see it. It's like a horror movie cutaway there as he's just leaping at him. And then the next time you see him, Hulk just, like, throws his broken body down. Down to New York, which he then devastates as well.
Yeah. And so, like, there's a lot of collateral damage in this. Like, do they... Because I kind of breeze through this book again. Does he say, like, evacuate New York City?
Yeah, I believe he gives people a time limit to get out of there, and then they just trash the place. Like, the damage in this was insane. For this, like, five-issue miniseries that I feel like is never really brought into the same lens as something like Civil War or Secret Invasion, I'm like, this must have just killed millions of people. Like, how the Hulk could show his face again after the shit he brought down, turning Madison Square Garden into a gladiatorial arena and then making the heroes fight to the death. I'm like, Hulk, you have crossed a line, my friend.
It's so strange, like, how, like, the Hulk is portrayed mostly as, like, it's like a nuisance because, like, he is, like, rampaging through everything, destroying a ton of stuff. So, like, you'd almost think the general populace would be like, good job, Illuminati, shooting him into space.
Oh, he kind of
sucks for us.
Yeah. You know what? We really don't like the Hulk when we think about it.
When he comes back and he's like, I'm going to take it to the Illuminati because they shot me in the space and tried to kill me. Everyone would be like, yeah, we know. You suck. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
But at this, so like, this is, this whole series is like, just a big action set piece, right? There, I don't feel like there's a whole lot of substance to this.
No,
title.
I don't feel like that either. For the repercussions and what goes down, it's like only giving you the highlights, and I feel like there needs to be more at work here than just Hulk trashing these heroes.
Right.
It just makes everyone seem like underpowered and just like useless compared to him.
I know. And even though they're trying to like really take, like Iron Man has his like new Hulkbuster outfit and all this other shit, and Hulk still trashes anyway, it's still, I don't know. It just feels like the heroes should still be more formidable. I mean, yeah. I guess they're really trying to show like the Hulk is really, really fucking stepped up his game. And he is like the angriest he's ever been. Like, I get that. Cause even in like the current Hulk books now, when they're up in like Bruce Banner's mindscape, the one that's always locked up is this Hulk, the World Breaker Hulk. Because once he gets out, like, shit's hitting the fan, you know?
Yeah. But, you know what? I feel like if, in order to convey that, I hate to say it, but, like, maybe you should have got a different artist, you know? Because JR, just everything is so clean and, like, you know, it's way more through that, like, comic booky lens where I feel like it doesn't have that really brutal impact that something like, you know, like David Finch, and I don't love David Finch, but like his would feel more devastating, I feel like.
Visceral. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can agree with that. But like at this end of the day, like it, they try to make it seem like there's going to be stakes, and I don't feel like there ever, I never felt like there really are.
No. I mean, because like Hulk is so off the mark, you're like, none of this could possibly stick. You know, like he is,
yeah,
he is so like so much of a villain that, you know, like this isn't going to be the Hulk going forward for a while. Like this is just this little weird little event they're doing. And the heroes are so like underpowered, as I said earlier. It's like they, I don't know, just it all felt like more of a what if than anything with like lasting repercussions to the universe.
Right. I completely agree, because I, at the end of the day, like I'm a bit underwhelmed with this title, and I wanted to like it. I think it's a cool concept. Like it makes sense. Like he's coming to get revenge on the people who smited him. Like I get it. Like it sounds awesome. But like at the same time, we just got done with Civil War with hero fighting hero.
Yeah.
And he's coming back to like really fuck shit up.
Yeah. But like it almost should have been bigger. You know, like if Civil War should have been like, oh, you thought Civil War was bad. Now we have the fucking Hulk to deal with, you know?
Right.
It's like, give it more issues. Yeah, maybe it should have been. Do something more. I mean, if this was more of a stir up in the Marvel Universe than Civil War should have been. If Hulk comes back and like everyone has to band together after just having to choose sides, it's like, we're no longer hero against hero. Now we have to get our shit together and stop the Hulk. And with Planet Hulk being like 20-something issues, and that being the lead-up, I felt like this should have been more of an event than Planet Hulk was. But it felt like way less of one, almost like an afterthought or an epilogue, where it's like Planet Hulk should have all been building to this. But nobody really remembers World War Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Planet Hulk is regarded as a much better title.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I know there was other titles that came out like alongside this. Like I think like The Warbound was a title where it's like all of his buddies that came down with him and some other stuff. I think maybe
Yeah, it probably would have helped to read some of those. But I didn't give a shit about any of those spinoffs either.
So. No, I didn't either. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it all turns out that Meek is the shit for brains that, like,
fucking Meek.
Screwed with the spaceship anyway.
Man, God, I didn't realize how much I hated Meek until I read Meek in this comic book form. I only knew him from, like, the Thor movie. And I loved him in that because he was quiet and he kept to himself. But in this, he's just such a little piece of shit. I hated him.
Yeah.
And he's behind the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
That bloated bastard.
You finally just get to like him in Planet Hulk because he, like, takes a total turn of face and becomes, like, a hero. And then he's a total fucking shitbird again.
Oh,
and he gets down,
Benedict Arnold,
down
son
to
of
Earth.
A bitch.
I know. But yeah, so, like, the Hulk is tearing shit up. He's turning Madison Square Garden into, like, a gladiatorial arena, making hero fight hero. And he's, like, doing the thumbs down. Like, freaking
yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix over here. Like,
it was such
like
a gladiator.
They're not going to kill each other. You know that that's not going to be the case. Mm-hmm. And then the Sentry flies in. And, like, it looks like all of New York is destroyed once the Sentry comes in.
Oh,
like,
man.
It
made
just
the
be
Man
a
of Steel
crater.
Yeah, it made the Man of Steel finale look like nothing.
I know, right? And I don't feel like you can build New York up fast enough to destroy it again in Secret Invasion, which is coming up very soon.
Yeah. My word.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, that's it. Like, the stakes in this were so high, but they never felt like they were. It just was like, well, we'll just sweep that up. The city's fine. I don't know what we're going to do with Madison Square Garden. I guess start holding American Gladiator matches here. But, like, I thought even Stark Tower crumbled down. Or maybe it just, like...
Everything did. Everything is done.
Yeah.
Everything is done for.
Yeah, like, the Sentry's weird little Jay Lee-inspired crown, it, like, falls off of it. It looks like the whole building comes crashing down.
I don't know, Dave.
I don't know either.
Hulk.
I will say, one thing I did enjoy... Hulk breaking Doctor Strange's fucking hands.
Oh, fuck his hands, right?
Yep. Fuck your hands. His hands. And him and Quasar, the two of them, just, they're one weakness, but still their greatest strength.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know, don't go waving them around. You're just asking for him to get smushed.
I know. I also like, too, how the whole setup is to that. Like, he tries to calm him down, like, being in his astral form, and puts his hand eventually on Bruce Banner's shoulder when he, like, reverts to his human form, and then the Hulk's like, gotcha, bitch!
Yep.
And, like, reverts to the Hulk right quick and just crushes his hands.
If
like,
this was made in
I
the
got
70s,
you,
I would have
bitch.
Loved to just have, like, that really quick shaky zoom in on his eyes as he, like, looks up and then turns into the Hulk. Gotcha, bitch! Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then,
but
like,
then, like,
all the other, like, because, like, I'm reading the Avengers books during this, too, you know, because that's the backbone of this event that I'm seeing through. And there's
right.
no mention of this whatsoever. It almost felt like it just, the main continuity of Marvel at this time didn't even want to acknowledge this.
God, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they promised Greg Pak, like, yeah, and then you can do your World War Hulk. He's like, oh, great, it's going to be this awesome event. I can't wait to do it. You're like, yeah, it's going to be good. It'll be something. You know?
It will be something. If anything, it will be something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like most Hulk stuff, it ends with him just getting pummeled and pummeling them and everyone pummeling everybody. Until they just kind of tire themselves out, and then it's done. It's like,
yeah,
you just hit things hard enough and fast enough and long enough, and they'll tire themselves out.
Yeah, and that's what happens. He gets all tuckered out and
it's a little cranky.
He goes down and goes down for a nap.
Has a little rest. In this case, I think they imprison him 3 miles underground in some sort of shield. Base, along with his remaining warbound crew, which are also just a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah. I mean, there's Korg, but he's not the Korg we know and love from
no,
Thor.
Not that sweet New Zealand accent. That soft-spoken, gentle giant. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's too bad that the last events that we got are just kind of soured us. You know what I mean?
Well, I wanted to get these out of the way because I read these like maybe a month ago, maybe a little less. Mm-hmm. But wanted to get these off the plate because I'm currently reading Secret Invasion, and I am really enjoying it. Really enjoying
it. You're reading like Avengers concurrently with it too, because I feel like Bendis
yes,
with
and if I
Secret
wasn't,
Invasion,
I wouldn't be enjoying it.
Yeah, he was leading up to that like for a long time. Like I'm actually amazed in Secret Invasion, like how many seeds he planted.
Oh man, I think I sent you a text on this, but like when we started this little this little event fatigue podcast, I think in like we were discussing New Avengers Breakout and Secret War and all this stuff. And I was like, do they have, what about this thing? What about this shadowy person talking? Does that ever play a role again? What about this thing in Savage Land? Does that ever come up? And like, neither of us could remember. And I was like, I don't know, maybe that's just nothing. Turns out they were all going to Secret Invasion. I was like, wow, well done, Bendis. Like, I read this issue to issue when it came out years and years ago. And I mean, spread out over like 5 years, I didn't remember any of that shit. So reading them all within a span of a couple months, it's like, this is really good, you know? Really makes the argument to not read monthlies, I guess, but someone has to or else the industry's down. But like, man, this played so much better just being able to read like one after another. And then I got the reading order for this, so I'm interspersing New Avengers and Mighty Avengers. And those are just giving you little backgrounds and little shreds of details that are really good. I would say I'm liking those two Avengers titles more than Secret Invasion right now, but they just kind of feel like the same story. So I'd be hard pressed to tell you what happened in what book.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, like,
but
without getting into
that's
it too
a
much
story for another time.
Yeah. We'll give Secret Invasion the due diligence because as we learned at the new Marvel Disney Expo or whatever, there's going to be a Secret Invasion TV show coming out. Which is cool. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with that because I imagine that's just going to kick off a whole bunch of craziness in the movie slate by the time they get you know, all the tracks laid for this Black Ops Skrull unit.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I was actually quite impressed with the Disney Investor Day or whatever that was of what all they had on the table for Marvel. I'm like, man,
Yeah, four movies and like five or six TV shows all coming up in 2021. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah,
I'm not going to have time to watch anything else. I won't even have time to watch all that shit. That's too much content, Marvel. What have you been doing? Oh, nobody's been doing anything.
I get it.
COVID. Yeah. How'd you make these? Man, everyone's coming out of the gates swinging. And WB putting all their stuff on HBO Max. My Lord.
I know. Oh, did you hear that? Like, pretty much all of Hollywood just hates that.
Oh, yeah. I can't see it working out well for them. But I'm happy because I would rather watch it than go to the theater. So,
for sure.
As long as I'm happy, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's the American way.
There's two things that stuck out to me with that. Like, Chris Nolan says, well, he's like fed up with WB. He says it's the worst streaming service ever. And then like Legendary Pictures, who fronted like most of the money for like this Godzilla and Kong and the Dune movie.
Yeah.
With those
Dune
movies
director,
going straight.
Dennis is not happy about that.
Yeah. Like, who is going to pay Legendary Pictures for like pay him back for fronting the cash for this movie? You know?
Yeah,
like
I agree.
And
it's
all the
not
people
in the long term, this can't possibly work out. Like, there's obviously some big gaps, but like, you also can't just expect everyone to want to go to a movie theater right now. I certainly don't. You know? Like,
yeah, same here.
If it's just me in the theater, sure. But like, if you want droves of people to show up, then it's gonna be a fucking hothouse again, and it's gonna be a big mess. Like, I don't know. There's no good way either way right now. I feel like they're just very opposite sides of the spectrum that need to somehow meet in the middle on this. Yeah. Even if they dropped it on HBO Max and gave you the option to rent it or buy it, I'd be down for that. Like, when I found out Wonder Woman is going to be streaming on HBO Max for free the day it comes to the theaters, I couldn't believe that. I was like, but you still have to, like, rent it, right? Like, no, it's just there. Like, are you kidding? I would have paid for that. Right. I would have paid for Kong. All those.
Right. Yeah. I wonder, because, like, the slate for movies for what was supposed to come out in, like, 2020, pretty much is all coming out on HBO Max next year. And I wonder if they're going to split it out, like, enough that, like, people will just have the subscription, like, all year.
So they have to keep renewing it. That's fine. I love HBO Max. Like, I watch the shit out of that. It's almost all we watch.
I'm only just able to get HBO Max, like, today, because they finally made a deal with Roku.
Oh, yeah.
To finally get it on their freaking service. So, like, I'll probably get that right before Christmas here so I can watch Wonder Woman and stuff, but...
Oh, for sure.
But, yeah.
Should we wrap this up? Should we wrap up our World War Hulk talk with our big HBO Max and Marvel streaming service debate?
You bet we should.
Yep.
Do it. So, that was our latest stop on this Marvel event train, World War Hulk. Join us for our next stop, which will be Secret Invasion.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe, Dave, you'll dip us into what was happening in the Avengers and all that kind of stuff, too. I don't know if I'm going to go back and read the Avengers, and read Secret Invasion.
Yeah, I'll fill you in or give you some notes on which ones wouldn't hurt to refamiliarize yourself with.
Good freaking deal. So thanks to all the patrons out there. I thank you for being there for us during this hard time. And I hopefully we can be there for you. You know what I mean?
Give us a call.
But yeah, for sure. I'm glad the new Discord server is up so we can have like a fun chat on that anytime we want. I feel like it works way better than trying to chat in freaking the Patreon app.
Yeah, the Patreon app is kind of garbage. I mean, it's necessary, but it's better to kind of work things through that. But yeah, the newly added Discord is just one of many new perks that we will be rolling out to the patrons and the show itself over the next year. A lot of good stuff coming up. I'm excited to tell you about it.
I love it. But until next time, I have been Troy to the Max Extreme.
And I've been Ghost Hunter Dave.
And this, of course, has been Imperious Rex. We'll catch you next time. Bye bye.
Imperious
Rex. Imperious Rex. Imperious Rex. Imperious Rex. Imperious Rex. Imperious Rex. Imperious Rex. Imperious Rex.